Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS? Like your brain is constantly buzzing with a million things that need to be done? Yeah, I know the feeling. It's 2023, people were living in the age of constant connectivity and endless expectations. It's no wonder overwhelm and burnout are more common than ever. But guess what? We don't have to just accept it as a part of life. Stoic wisdom offers some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate these turbulent waters and come out on top, stronger and more resilient than ever. Today, we're diving into the world of managing overwhelm and burnout effectively because let's be honest, who wants to feel like they're constantly running on empty? We'll explore 5 key takeaways from the Stoic philosophy that can help you reclaim your sanity and find peace in the midst of chaos. First up, acceptance. It might sound counterintuitive, but one of the most powerful things we can do when feeling overwhelmed is to accept our current reality. Instead of fighting against it, try acknowledging those stressful feelings without judgment. You know, just like a cool breeze acknowledging the heat, they exist together, and that's okay. Think about it. Denying or resisting stress only makes it feel bigger and more intense. Acceptance allows us to step back, breathe, and find clarity in the midst of the storm. Next, we have prioritization. When your mind feels like a tangled mess of obligations, it's crucial to prioritize what truly matters. Don't try to be a superhero juggling everything at once, that's a recipe for burnout city. Ask yourself, what are the most important tasks I need to focus on right now? Delegate or postpone those less urgent things. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes. You have permission to protect your time and energy. Speaking of protecting your energy, let's talk about mindfulness. Stoics believed in living in the present moment. So when you feel overwhelmed, try grounding yourself by focusing on your breath, your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help shift your attention away from racing thoughts and bring a sense of calm to the chaos. Now, let's get practical. Stoics often used affirmations and self-talk to navigate difficult situations. So when you find yourself spiraling into overwhelm, try repeating positive affirmations like I am capable, I can handle this, or this too shall pass. Believe me, it can make a world of difference. Finally, remember the importance of self-care. You wouldn't run your car without taking care of it, would you? Treat your body and mind with the same respect. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, practicing yoga, or simply catching up with loved ones. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, emails piling up, phone ringing off the hook. Your mind feels like it's on overdrive. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can handle it, and prioritize your most important tasks. You delegate where possible, take short breaks to clear your head, and end the day with a relaxing activity, maybe a walk in the park or a hot bath. You feel calm, centered, and ready to tackle tomorrow. D. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about finding balance and resilience in the face of life's challenges. By practicing these principles, you can navigate overwhelm and burnout with grace, strength, and even a little bit of humor. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you found these insights helpful. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of Stoic wisdom and join me tomorrow for another inspiring journey into mental fortitude. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.